We're a multi-sports club now, so we've got several acres of ground here and a fantastic clubhouse facility, and it's important that it's used really. It's no good it being quite completely dead during the summer months. You know, we've got three senior cricket clubs, cricket sides who are doing very, very well now, moving forward, and also, you know, there's a thriving junior cricket section as well. So yeah, we're not just about rugby, we're about all sports really.
As you come into the job, do you have any sort of specific aims of your own, you know, during your sort of tenure as chairman?
No, I think, you know, we've obviously coming off the back of a major club-based development, you know, promotion as far as the rugby is concerned, which is my particular interest, obviously. And we've consolidated ourselves at probably definitely the highest level we've ever been at. And I feel that, you know, while we want to go forward, it's going to be sort of small steps now as opposed to some of the bigger ones we've taken in the last few years.
Tremendous season last season, really, in the rugby, because I've got to admit, when you were promoted, I thought this could be very tough at this level.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. You know, there was, as we've heard before, there was a lot of different rules because it's considered very much a semi-professional league, and they changed the goalposts about, you know, what type of players. You know, we couldn't have any of our foreign players who'd been so successful in the previous season, etc. And so we had to have a little bit of a rethink, you know, and recruitment, etc., which meant that we had to be more professional in the background, obviously recruiting Alex as director of rugby, etc. And that worked well for us because, you know, he knew a lot of players throughout the Midlands, and he was able to persuade them to come over and have a look. And to be honest, you know, we had a lot of value out of those players, you know, and, you know, a lot of them are keen to stay on there. They consider themselves to be Lucktonians. So, yeah, it was a really, really successful season. But we found out how difficult it was later on, you know, with so many injuries and you know, losing so many games at the end of the season. But luckily we had the points on the board early on in the season. And, yeah, it was a great season, really.
Now, we're sitting here talking on, what, June the 16th, and already over on that field on the far side there, there's about 20-odd players going through a sort of conditioning session now for the ahead of the new season.
Yeah, there's probably 25-plus over there at the moment. We started training on some development for some of our younger players, you know, sort of 18, 20-year-olds, to try and get them, you know, more physically able to play a higher standard of rugby. And we're not a one-team club, you know, we can't stress that anymore, really. You know, we're about developing juniors and you know, this year, you know, Viv Will is stepping down to be sort of help with our Knights, which is our third tier team, you know, and help develop some of our younger players as they make a transition from the Colts sort of under 18s, 19s rugby into senior rugby. And you know, 2 or 3 years' time, we're hoping to be able to develop those into first team players, really. So that's what the sort of June training's been about, really, is trying to develop some of those younger ones.